Hey guys, what is a pirate's favorite letter?
Well, I don't know, Sean. This is a real tough question to start the show off with.
It's the C.
Oh. Welcome to Talking WoW, the podcast where we talk about World of Warcraft, believe it or not. My name is Tom, and today we are going to be boarding a ship and talking about Plunderstorm, the new battle royale in World of Warcraft. And to do that, we're going to be breaking the Plunderstorm rules. We're not going to just be a duo on this episode. We're leveling it up to a trio. We would like to say ahoy there, matey, and welcome aboard to Sean from the Recruit a Friend podcast. Welcome back, Sean.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Marty. I appreciate you guys having me on for Plunderstorm. Pretty excited to talk about this one.
And over there, we haven't made him walk the plank yet. It's Marty.
I think you should just let me walk the plank so you two can duo, because I think from our latest stream, we already have discovered that I am dragging the team down.
You are the anchor of the team, Marty. All right, so let's get into this. We've got a lot to talk about on this episode. We will start with the fact that 10.2.6, the secret patch, we finally know what it is. It's a battle royale. It's called Plunderstorm. And let's get right to it, Sean. This was finally revealed mere hours before the patch went live. What was your initial reactions to this World of Warcraft getting a battle royale?
My initial visceral gut reaction was that it was a mode that I was not going to engage with or enjoy in the slightest. But I have a lot of friends who enjoy battle royale style games, so I was excited for them to have something that they could do to pass the time.
Marty, what about you?
I think I was just straight up disappointed because I expected, you know, I don't know what I expected, but I expected something that had to do with my main character and not something on the side.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've been looking at this roadmap and essentially, you know, podcasters, content creators had a lot of theories. Players also had a lot of theories about what that could be. And traditionally, you would think it's going to be something extending Dragonflight. It's going to be some sort of narrative content. It's going to be something in there that we're going to take our characters on an adventure or something like that. So I think initially the speculation was, oh, it's, you know, it's going to be something like this. And when this dropped, everyone was, I guess, a bit shocked. I actually wasn't too shocked, Marty, because I put out a tweet days before the patch went live calling a battle royale pirate mode, which it just so happened to be. So, you know, I wasn't too surprised when we got that trailer and we got to see exactly what 10.2.6 was about. But myself as well, I was a little bit like, oh, it's just a battle royale, you know, and Blizzard, again, maybe just a little bit late to getting on the train, or in this case, the boat, for a game mode that, you know, has been thriving in popularity. And, it, you know, it still is, but again, it was still like, hasn't this kind of already been done? This, you know. So initial thoughts from the group here was a little bit, oh dear, like shrugging the shoulders. Let's get into actually playing Plunderstorm then, because, you know, we're all here to give it a go, give it a chance. We're, you know, we're not just going to be dismissive straight away. But Marty, tell me, like jumping into Plunderstorm for the first time, what was your experiences like?
I jumped in both as a solo and duo before the two of us streamed, and I quickly discovered that I did not enjoy solo at all. I was dead instantly, and I barely got any renown reputation at all. But I did discover that duo is a little bit more fun, because then at least you can help each other out a little bit more and things like that. So it was sort of kind of fun, but I think my initial reaction was that I'm here because I want the transmogs, and my brain worked was trying to figure out how do I get this renown as quick as possible? And it seemed really, really slow, and it seemed like a quite the grind. And so that's probably where I was at in the beginning.
The grind is a big talking point about this initially, because obviously you're going through 40 levels of renown. You're collecting plunder in the game, which boosts this reputation essentially, which unlocks cosmetics for the game mode itself and also in Dragonflight. And that caused a lot of, I guess, controversy from players that were like, well, I don't want to go into a PvP mode and grind this out. And, you know, it is a big grind, and there has been changes since the initial launch of this to make that a little bit easier. But it's still a grind, isn't it, Sean? And I know when you first jumped into it as well, you were perhaps feeling a little bit of the strain of what this grind might entail.
Yeah, I'm not a PvP fan. I don't enjoy it. I get, like, angry. I get very frustrated very easily when I attempt to PvP.
I've seen like little teasers of maybe what that could look like.
Yeah, that goes way up from that teaser, I promise you. Knowing that going in, I avoid PvP in most cases, but knowing that I wanted that transmog, and it seemed like when they advertised it, they mentioned, you know, you can PvE for mobs, you can get the stuff that way. And there's a quote from one of the interviews where they said, it is a battle royale. It is a skinned battle royale, but at its heart, the focus should be on plundering. An actual Blizzard dev said that the focus is on plundering. He didn't say the focus is on being bloodthirsty and chasing people down at level one. So for me, it was really tough going in that first day, because I attempted to play the game in the manner that it was like sort of designed, which included a lot of PvP. And a lot of fighting other people, which I'm bad at, and I lose. Frankly, between the three of us, I lose. Even if I try to win, I lose. It was daunting. I was looking at it. I was doing the math. They said 4 to 5 maps per renown level, but that was if you were getting 500 renown per level or per map. And early on, that was tough. That was really tough.
Yeah, I know myself, my first experience with the mode was jumping into duos with Marty, and obviously, you know, going into something new, you don't really know what's going on. This wasn't on PTR. There was no data mining. There was no real information before the launch, which, again, it's questionable of, like, did this have to be kept a big secret? The more I play this game, I'm like, yes, I think it actually was good that they kept it a secret. Maybe they shouldn't have put it on the roadmap. Maybe they should have just said, look, there's something coming. It's a little bit different, but it's outside of the roadmap, just to sort of set those expectations of, like, okay, it's not going to be narrative or story. But the more I play Plunderstorm, I'm like, I'm glad people don't have everything figured out, because people are starting to figure things out now, and that's okay. That's just what we do as people on the internet. But it's actually quite cool going through these moments of discovery. And so those early, you know, those first early games, you're dropped into a game and you're discovering all these new abilities, which seem quite fun, actually. And they, you know, a lot of them operate in the way that you actually have to hold down the abilities, you know, very Evoker-like technology there. I know that makes Marty happy. And yeah, my first experience was like some duos with Marty. I enjoyed what we played initially. Wasn't completely sold. After that, I decided to jump in solo, and I think I played like two games that I messaged Marty. I'm like, I don't like solo. Like, solo is the worst. This, you know, this is not where it's at for me. And I think perhaps a similar vein for a lot of players going in there, that perhaps, you know, like you say, Sean, weren't bloodthirsty to hunt people down. So yeah, I think let's put the focus on Sean here again, because I know that you have come up with a way in Plunderstorm with how to deal with this, and your gameplay has sort of evolved with the introduction of this mode, hasn't it?
Yeah, I adjusted my brain as opposed to adjusting the game. I know I'm bad at PvP. I know I'm going to lose at PvP. If I try to fight somebody PvP, I'm going to lose. I'm going to get frustrated. I'm going to quit. So what's the solution to that? I really wanted the transmog. And to be fully clear, there are lots of PvP transmogs that I would love to have, like the gladiator sets, that I don't have, because the only way to get them is to actively engage in PvP and to win. I just can't win. So I have resigned myself to knowing I'm never going to get those. So I wanted these transmogs in Plunderstorm, and the event, I wanted to try it out. So I went in and I adjusted my mentality from, you know, collect plunder, fight people, hope for the best, to collect as much plunder as I can. And then when I get to the end, I just die. I am a full pacifist Plunderstormer. And what that means is I do not use any of my offensive abilities on players. I only use them against NPCs. I will use my defensive abilities, so like the shield that knocks you away. I will use that just to help myself escape. And two things have happened. I set a win condition for myself of 500 plunder per map. If I get 500 plunder, I've won the map. I win a lot of my matches. A lot of other people who play win very few matches because their win condition is victory, first place. And that's how they want to play, so that's great. And I'm really happy for them when they get those victories. But for me, I like to win. I like to win a lot. So 500 plunder, I've won that map. And the second thing is, I've gotten really good at escaping. I have become exceptionally good at getting away from people. I run them into NPCs. I'll run them into other players. This one that I'm very proud of, I had both Soul Shape and the stealth ability, and I was near the edge of the map, and there's currently a bit of a style of play developing where people will collect plunder and then run into the storm to die to rob the fellow Plunderstormers of their
riches. I'm a fan of doing that, to be honest. Yeah, I'm a fan of doing that.
I have no judgment here.
You want it, you come and get it.
Exactly. So I used my stealth ability, and this person was chasing me, and I activated it and made it look like I was running into the storm, but I doubled back out from around behind them, soul-shaped, and ran, and I got away from them, and it worked. So, I've done a complete 180. Once I made the mental shift of, this is a video game, and I'm going to play it the way that gives me enjoyment, so that I then get the rewards that I want. It became so much more for me than just a World of Warcraft battle royale. And I'm actually enjoying it now. That being said, I'm going to hit 40 run out. I'm never going to log into it again. But I'm not where I thought I was going to be on announcement day was, you know, miserably grinding this renown out to get the transmog, because I like transmog. And instead, I'm finding myself like actively enjoying the maps, actively enjoying the gameplay style and the mechanics. And I play on controller. And for me now, today, on, you know, a week out from the launch of Plunderstorm, it's 10 out of 10, an absolute win for me.
Wow.
Just wish the community didn't suck.
I have found it very inspiring just how you have approached playing Plunderstorm. And I think just, you know, watching you play and watching your play style evolve, again, just very inspiring for me. A mutual friend of all of us, Mistledine Online, actually tweeted something a few days after the launch of this, and they were essentially saying, like, if you just pretend other players are bots, like computer, and you're just, you know, trying to escape from them, that can also be a way for your mind to take this better if when you die, for example. And I know there's just people out there that don't like PvP. They don't want to engage on it. And like you say, Sean, for some people, having this kind of mode where you are engaging with people, it can be triggering. It set off like a competitiveness inside of yourself, which I know myself, Marty, I know you get it as well, that you feel bad when you lose in these situations. So I actually think the fact that you have strip that away and said, "You know what? I'm just going to set my own win condition, and that's going to be 500 plunder. And if I collect 500 plunder, I'm going to be very happy with that." And to be honest, we are talking, WoW, I've adopted that a little bit as well. While we're not complete pacifists like good old Canadian Sean here, we still set ourselves like the little goal of, like, when we hit 500 plunder, we say, "Hey, Marty, we got a Sean win," and it does feel good. It gives you a little confidence boost, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%, because I most definitely have like a very angry gamer rage somewhere inside of me, where when things starts to go wrong, it can be a beast that is difficult to tame. But just going in and trying to, you know, get focus on the plunder and get that plunder instead of doing a lot of the other things is probably the way to go as well, because I want the as Sean, I want those transmogs. They look amazing. I want all to collect all that stuff. And just knowing that, you know, here almost a week later, I am already at rank 20 plus really, really helps. It makes me more comfortable. And I'm like, okay, I'll make this in time. I actually can slow a little bit down if I want to, you know, so that definitely feels good. But yeah, I think when I have, just like Sean, when I hit Renown 40, I can't see myself jump too much into it unless other people, you know, around me want to play it with me. That's probably the only reason for me to then go in and play it.
Oh, I thought I'd heard from a source that you were going for the 1 million plunder achievement. Sorry, that must be incorrect information.
That is very much incorrect information. That's Sean who wants to do that.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. A big part of the way that my playstyle is, like you mentioned, me being a full pacifist. Like I said, I would lose. If I try to fight somebody, I'm going to lose. It doesn't matter if I'm level 10 or level 1, I'm going to lose. It came down to myself and another pacifist in a map yesterday. And I say pacifist, but they weren't full pacifists. So it was just the two of us alive left. They were level 7. I was level 9. I had the Whirly Burning ability, but I didn't use it because I stuck to my ethos. And they had the Rhyme Bolt, the Rhyme Arrow. And they just, off cooldown, hit me with Rhyme Arrow every time, which prevented me from being able to drink, and they eventually, it was like a 12-minute final, just the two of us dancing, dodging the storm, while he slowly picked me off with the Rhyme Bolt every time.
That must take some resolve, because you could have just been like, that's it, you know, Sean just rips his shirt, and that's it, I'm not a pacifist anymore.
But I would have lost, right? So that's, I needed to take that control. For me, I think that's why I'm able to enjoy the mode, is it's not something they're doing to me anymore. I've chosen this. And if anything, they're doing it to themselves.
I respect that. I respect that, because I don't think I could do that, honestly. I couldn't flip that switch off. But so, you know, big kudos. And, you know, it's enhancing your gameplay. It's making you enjoy this mode. And obviously, when this was announced, and, you know, it's an ongoing event, limited time for now, there's a lot of people upset about it. You know, there's a lot of people saying, like, I do PvE only. I don't want to go into this mode. It upsets me. I can't do things. What do we feel about that? Because, you know, point one is PvP community and WoW have, let's be honest, received virtually nothing for years. And if they're getting a 0.6 patch that actually brings them a bit of pleasure, I'm sort of on the side of saying, like, again, it's a 0.6 patch, and this whole new game mode got added in. It could have well just not existed, right? And we wouldn't have batted an eyelid. But I guess the big thing is, you know, for PvE players wanting to collect those transmogs and having to do this, like, what would you say to those people, Marty?
I would probably say that don't try to, you know, don't push yourself too much. It is 100% doable to do this without, you know, going crazy in this mode. There's like daily quests the first match you play of the day, you get a bonus. There are like small quests in game you can do. So just pace yourself, take it easy, and if you have a friend around, go in duo. Because it is just more enjoyable when you're doing things together with someone else. Maybe take a book out of Sean's handbook. You can definitely go in solo and have fun with it as well. So give it a try. Figure out what works for you. Sean, isn't that what you're doing?
Yeah, so we're getting close to the end time of the show, and this could explode my reaction to the community's input on this moment. So I'm going to try and narrow this down. You don't have to play it if you don't want to play it. And if there's lots of PvP transmog you don't have, there's people online, there's like this very loud group of people who are like, oh, I don't PvP, I don't like PvP. This isn't fair, you make PvP for this transmog. Well, there's lots of other PvP transmog you don't have. So just mentally put this one in that bucket. Okay, I'm not going to get the Gladiator mount. Okay, I'm not going to get the Gladiator transmogs. Okay, I'm not going to get the Blunderstorm. The Plunderstorm transmog. Just mentally put it in that bucket. Because this is attainable through PvE means, through some PvE means, you're telling yourself, oh, I should be able to do this through PvP. And they're twisting it so that the people who are there to play a battle royale the way a battle royale is designed are the bad guys. But they're not. They're there to play the game in the way that makes them happy and in within the bounds of how it's designed. So those people need to either get over it, you're not going to get the transmog, or accept this is the game mode and find a way to enjoy it. On the flip side, the PvP players who are complaining that there are people who don't want to fight, that there are people who just want to do the PvE aspect of it and collect plunder, also need to get over themselves, because I have a secret for you PvP players. Some of you are not very good at PvP. You love it, but you're not very good at it. And the only reason you feel like you're good at it is because you're killing people who don't know how to do it.
Why do you feel like you need to call me out on my own show, Sean?
They're going to get 40 renown. The people who are not good at PvP, don't want to do PvP, are going to get 40 renown. They're going to stop logging in. And then all of those lower tier PvP players who are the loud ones on Twitter saying it's not fair that you just chase after loot, you're going to become the ones who get chased. And then you're going to stop logging in because you're going to say the MMR is broken and I don't get matched correctly. So as a whole, and so that's both sides of the program. And then there's this group in the middle who are like, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm playing my way and I don't care that you're playing your way. And this is great. And those are the people that this game mode was designed for. And I am happy for all of them. Sorry. I kept that way shorter than I thought it was going to.
No, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. And, you know, we are reaching the end of our voyage here on this episode of Talking WoW. But I think we'll just finish off. And I know, like, Marty and Sean have pretty much, you know, said how they feel about it. But, you know, initial thoughts from going in to, you know, a week later for myself has been almost night and day. Like, my initial thoughts, like, yeah, I kind of enjoy this. I don't know how much of it I'm going to play. Almost a week later, feeling like, actually, I'm really enjoying this. I'm not going too hard on the grind. I like going in to get, you know, the little daily bonus there and, you know, playing a couple of games. And I think Marty said it, you know, don't push yourself too hard. There's going to be people, players out there that are on the grind and they go, you know, they go ham and they grind this out. And I just want to finish this off by saying, like, if you're going into something, you don't get any enjoyment out of that whatsoever, find another path, you know, find something else, because ultimately it's a game. Ultimately it's a video game, and there's always going to be things that you don't quite enjoy. And if you can't get any enjoyment out of a certain thing, then find something else. And that's not a head in the sand moment. It's just one of those things. It's just like, don't put yourself through that. Like, don't hurt yourself, you know? And I'm not saying, like, Plunderstorm is the most perfect, amazing game mode ever. No, of course, there's things that we would like to see improved. But, again, perspective is everything. And this was a 10.2.6 patch. We've had these sort of patches in the past. We've got selfie cameras and Twitter integration. You know what I'm saying? I think we should just appreciate this for what it is. It's bringing the community together in different ways. And really, overall, it's a real feeling of excitement, and I think that can only be celebrated in a game like World of Warcraft. That is our thoughts on Plunderstorm so far, but what about you out there, dear listener? How are you getting on in the raging battle of the Arathi Highlands? Maybe you agree with Sean, maybe you agree with Marty, or maybe you disagree with all of us. You can let us know. In the places that you can do that, why not leave us a comment on YouTube or drop us a message on social media? We would love to hear from you. I've been Tom.
I've been Marty.
I've been Sean.
And we've been Talking WoW. Thanks for tuning in, champion. Did you enjoy this episode of Talking WoW? If so, why not drop a review on your podcast catcher of choice or leave us a comment. You can find Talking WoW on Twitter or YouTube over at Talking WoW. Hope to see you again soon!